you mentioned earlier to the guy you was talking to, when you were saying something about when he asked you about abiogenesis, and you said like about water. What did you say about water and vents?
I think where life began on our planet was probably near hydrothermal vents.
So you think it came from thermal vents?
Or as some people have called it, magic mud.
You think, I mean, you really believe that?
I think you believe that because I know you believe in evolution.
You think?
You what? You muted yourself. Almost got a face reveal. That's never happened before.
Here we go.
All right, we're back.
Okay, the genetic code. Now, you think this came from vents? Where were these vents at?
They're on Earth, but those don't have to come from the vents. We know for a fact that like amino acids and nucleotides can be found in other places, such as meteorites.
Mm-hmm. But here's your problem. And maybe you can answer it. Maybe you do have an answer for it. The genetic code, this code for 20 amino acids plus the start and the stop codons.
Yep.
But this here, when you look at VAL, valine, it's just information. It's not the actual amino acid. The actual amino acid doesn't come into play until the polypeptide chain. So you have information about the amino acid encoded onto these four sequences, GTT, GTC, GTA, and GTG.
Yep.
Now, you're saying this came from a vent. How did a vent, when the only known cause of encoded information, of encoding and decoding, is an intelligent mind that has to first know the information.
Literally not even remotely true.
First, it has to know the information. It's exactly true.
No, because first of all, you're insisting that it's a code just because you want to call it that. I have pointed to several examples where the exact same kind of thing you're talking about exists at a rudimentary level that nobody, including you, thinks is miraculous.
Hubert Yaki said DNA is an
Kobe Yashinubi, the hot dog eating champion, says. I don't care.
Why don't you care? He's the foremost expert on bioinformatics. Why don't you
what
care?
What fallacy is this? Is it a code.
Listen, it's encoded. Do you know how we encode information in computers on bits?
I think you use the keyboard.
No, bits in a computer. It's called bits, ones and zeros.
So you don't need a keyboard to do it?
No, you need transistors.
Okay. Angel, listen. You are mystifying amino acids for absolutely no reason, okay? Do you know what happens to methane when you get a flame near it?
Nuh-uh, what happens?
It burns.
Mm-hmm.
It creates carbon dioxide and water.
But what I'm telling you that...
Don't change the subject on me. We're going over something. Okay?
But some reason you're missing a point.
No, I'm making a point, and I need you to listen to it. When you burn methane in the presence of oxygen, it creates carbon dioxide and water, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but does the methane... look, methane plus... You don't even get carbon dioxide or water from methane, right? It just has the information stored in it in its configuration of valence electrons and the particular bond energy and oxygen, I don't know, because of different values in electronegativity or whatever, when it comes into contact, it creates something new, right? Everything you're talking about with amino acids, transcription, translation, DNA, whatever. These are just chemical reactions. They are fantastic, complicated chemical reactions, but no miracle is required to describe them, just like no miracle is required to describe the way that when you burn methane, it creates carbon dioxide and water. That's just what it does.
No, it's not. It's information. Can I respond,
please? There you go. So you're just calling it you can call Angel, do you think that the only way methane can burn is if there's an intelligent designer creating oxygen code?
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is what you're talking about.
Can I please finish my point?
Go ahead.
Thank you. That's not, I'm talking about information encoded onto a sequence.
And
that's
Oh my God. How are you not getting it? There's information encoded in the methane molecule. It's the same thing. I could call it information.
I would tell you why it's not the same thing if you let me finish my point. Simply put, you don't know how bits of information are created. If I wanted to create a bit of information, for instance, I could go to my porch light and I could say I want to create encode my porch light with information. So when I'm home, I will encode I'm home on the porch light sequence that's on. When I turn my porch light off and the light is off, I encode the sequence I'm not home. I then tell that to an individual that's passing by the house. If they know the sequence, they can decode that information. But first, an intelligent mind has to know the information and then encode that sequence with that information. I just created one bit of information. If I want to create one bit of information in a computer, I take transistors and I have voltages. If it's a high voltage in one transistor, that's a one. If it's a low voltage in the transistor, that's a zero. That's how you watch YouTube videos or get on TikTok, by all those ones and zeros created by intelligent mind. Here you have nothing but information on amino acids that's encoded onto sequences.
Chemical reactions.
You have nothing but amino acids, and you have sequences when to start being read.
This is called an argument from incredulity.
And it goes through, it goes exactly through a communication channel. That's why you have to have error detection and error correction as you send the information as it goes from the DNA sequence to the mRNA
strand from
to the end of the communication channel, because you get what's called bit flips. You get errors as you copy and encode the information. You know nothing about information, and you think it comes from a vent. From a vent of water
example of how we could say
that's absolutely what you're saying is absolutely a lie. It's asinine.
What you're doing is creating a convoluted argument from ignorance. Incredulity. Sorry.
Because you're dealing with pure. This is why we can encode. We encode 70 billion books on here. Or PDF.
Just let me know when you're done. Movies. I'm taking
because
my headphones off.
No, we didn't call.
Give me a thumbs up. Chat, let me know when he's done.
I'll be finished in a minute. We have encoded PDF files, 70 billion books. We have encoded all sorts of information because we know the code that encodes it, encode the sequence. This, again, you have to explain the principle of sufficient reason rejects any natural interpretation of evolution. You have to know, you have to explain how information without an intelligent mind, just information got encoded onto a sequences, and you have redundancy.
He's literally still going. I literally can't even hear you, and you're still talking.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, like, you believe in the fact, you say events. I can't believe how ridiculous that is.
How is he still doing this?
It comes from
he hasn't taken a breath. Angel's got three lungs.
You went from a muddy soup to a muddy
puddle. He's literally still doing it.
You went from a muddy puddle to a vent. What? Where is this vent at that supposedly produced these sequences and produce redundancy? Could you tell me?
I don't hear anything. Okay, so I need you to just stop talking, please. Okay. This is an argument from incredulity. You're saying this can only be created by an intelligent designer. What evidence do you have of the designer? None. I'm just saying it can't happen unless there is one. That is an argument from incredulity. And it also betrays the fact that we know that what you're describing is merely chemistry. I got you to see that we can say there's information in the methane molecule because when it reacts with oxygen, it creates hydrogen and oxygen. That is no different. It's just less complex than the way these nucleotide sequences call for amino acids to be linked together. It's chemistry all the way down. No miracle takes place when DNA is transcribed or translated.
Listen, what the analogous would be if that same process happened and that information from that interaction was then encoded onto the sequence, onto a sequence of nucleotide bases, like of codons. And why is it coded? Tell me, how did this event that you're talking about figure out about redundancy?
Natural selection.
And make the code redundant.
Natural selection
doesn't occur until the gene reaches the environment. How did natural selection?
The genes exist in the environment.
No, it's not. It's in the code. It's a redundant code. How did it get redundant before valine reached the environment?
How did it become redundant before? The valine was always in the environment.
No, before GTT, GTC, GTA, and GTG.
Yeah, through trial and error. Valine. It's called natural selection. We can create, Angel, today. Angel, today, we can make self-replicating chemical systems that compete with each other.
Yes, we can because we're intelligent. But tell me when, since you know it came from this vent, in this puddle of mud or wherever it came from, tell me how. Give me the exact steps. When did, because when an intelligent
That's
mind-
That's an argument from ignorance. Oh, you don't know precisely how it happened?
No.
Therefore, I believe that a Sky Santa is the reason why it happened.
All I'm saying is we have a better explanation than you. We have-
No, you do not. You have no explanation. No. An argument from incredulity is not an explanation.
Let me tell you why we have a better. Let me tell you why we have a better explanation.
No, that is not going to happen. Actually, that is going to happen. What you're going to do, and you're on mute. Nobody can hear you. You're going to tell me how it happened.
Let me tell you how it happened. When an intelligent mind does this, say I want to encode. Take something simple. ABC, the sequence is ABC with the word dog. I have to first know what a dog is, and then I encode that sequence ABC with the word dog. I send that ABC through a communication channel. It has errors, a lot of errors that don't make it through the community channel. So what do? I make it redundant. I say, well, I'm going to say, instead of ABC for dog, I'm going to call it with ACB. I'm going to call it with BAC. I'm going to call it with CAB.
You're not telling me how the intelligent designer did anything. You're just telling me how it works.
This way, when it goes through.
And you're also assuming that the system can't work without redundancy, which is wild.
This is how intelligent minds create systems like this. What you have to say, since you, the principle of sufficient reason makes this clear, you are the one that's saying that this happened out of a puddle of mud, out of vents at the bottom of an ocean. It's a burden is on you to explain, yes, step by step, how a puddle of mud replicated what some of the most brilliant minds do when they create intelligent systems.
Yes, that's there are working burden. Hypotheses about this. This is why we have... This is That's why we have burden. Amyloid world hypothesis and RNA world hypothesis.
You can't explain
and
anything. It's a joke. You got about 18 different
They can
worlds.
Literally create self-replicating chemical systems that compete against each other.
You have about 18 different worlds to try to explain what they can't explain. Tell me how Plain and simple. If you have a better explanation than an intelligent mind encoded sequence with information, you said it came from a puddle of mud or a vent or whatever it came from, you tell me how it learned or knew information about amino acids, and after you put amino acids into a sequence and then took that information that it knows,
found a storage medium,
Through natural selection.
Neither are you. You're saying an intelligent designer exists. And then instead of telling me anything about the intelligent designer or anything that it did, you're just describing the way the system we know it today works and then saying the intelligent designer did it. Because he must have did it. Because the magic mud couldn't have done it.
Argument from incredulity.
Show me one published paper
that an intelligent designer did.
That natural selection can encode sequence with information. Give me, that's all you have. Show me one published paper.
We're not encoding information. We're just transferring the information.
It is encoded because it's not the actual amino acid.
You are choosing to anthropomorphize it that way. The problem is with you is
you don't understand how information works. You don't understand information.
And you don't understand that what you have is an argument from incredulity.
You don't understand anything about information. Hubert Yaki said this in his book.
Oh my fucking God. He said
information. Information, transcription, translation, code, redundancy, synonymous, messenger, all take their appropriate terms in biology and take their meaning from information theory. Wow. Information theory is how we create our modern world with encoding bits of ones and zeros. You didn't even know what bits were.
And living cells are not that. They are chemical systems.
Of course it is.
Nope, you're just choosing to describe it that way.
No, I'm not choosing to describe it that way. Not only Hubert Yaki, who wrote his book, there was a recent study out from Melvin Vopson about the second law of infodynamics that broke down how what you call random mutations goes against second law of infodynamics goes against Darwin, and because in information systems what you have is minimization and optimization of the code. You don't have he used it to predict mutations. This is the third independent paper that rejects random mutations. Your whole thing is crumbling.
It doesn't, because we have natural selection.
Let me pull it up. It's crumbling. It's falling down.
No, it's not.
It's a house of cards. You're saying it's...
That's great. All of this information... So what specific evidence of an intelligent designer do you have?
All this information coming from a puddle of mud for you. I mean,
Angel.
You think it's real?
Angel.
Hold on.
I'm not holding up so you can read another paper by fucking Mr. Miyagi. What... evidence of an intelligent designer do you have? And keep in mind that an argument is not evidence.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Hold up. Yes, it is. In science, you always make scientific inferences based on the information that you have. Yeah. I'm making the inference.
What information that there's do you an have? Intelligent
This came from an intelligent designer. You making the case that it came from vents at the bottom of the ocean. It's on you.
Well, we know for a fact that those vents exist. We know for a fact that the metabolic precursors for life exist.
Give me the evidence, baby.
Shut the fuck up. We know for a fact that those vents exist. We know for a fact that the metabolic precursors for life exist near them. We know for a fact that the molecules associated with life can be found around them too. We know for a fact that self-replicating chemical systems can be made in a lab and demonstrated to compete under natural selection. They are known about in nature as well. These are supporting ideas to the fact that life, which is a competing self-replicating chemical system, could have arisen organically. Now, what evidence of a magical fucking Sky Santa do you have to back up your claim?
What you just claimed has given zero evidence about the origin of information, zero evidence of how information got encoded onto.
instead of giving me an argument from ignorance and saying, you don't know, therefore my idea, which isn't how it works, what evidence do you have? And unless you give me evidence for your claim, I'm going to mute you again.
How did a puddle of the mud make a stop? It cold.
If you do an argument from ignorance, once more, I'm getting rid of you. Stop saying, you don't know, therefore I'm correct. Tell me the evidence in favor of your claim that you have.
I'm going to explain it to you again. I'm going to explain it to you again. Like we in seventh grade chemistry class.
Go to third grade.
Third grade. I'm going to explain it to you again. Based on the principle of sufficient reason, which says that you look for a sufficient reason to explain the evidence. What is the known cause of the system that you are seeing? Well, the only known cause of what Hubert Yockey, who released books and done way more than you, Hubert Yockey put out there and said, he said what DNA is an encoding decoding system, isomorphic with Claude Shannon. If it's an encoding decoding isomorphic with Claude Shannon, that means there has to be intelligent mind that knows information.
Yep, that's an argument from incredulity.
So no,
this is only possible if you know it's a circular argument from incredulity.
The principle of sufficient reason is what I'm telling you. The principle of sufficient reason says that since I have an explanation, a known cause, I can make a scientific inference.
You don't have a known cause. You have not given me any. Okay.
I have given you
here's
a known cause.
Here's the problem, Angel. Here's the problem, Angel.
You say, hold up. You haven't Angel, given me any
yep,
information.
I got to mute you. Here's the specific problem you have. I'm just going to go ahead and adopt every single argument that you have, but I'm going to reach a different conclusion. It was aliens. There we go.
Well, if you want to look.
So you don't have evidence for your claim, because I can just make a completely different claim that goes with every single argument you made. So you don't have evidence of the thing you're claiming.
Hold up. Even if you said that, you would be admitting that it's an intelligent designer behind DNA. And I could then make the case. We could make a case and start arguing about religion and Christianity and why I think that intelligent designer is God. You just agreeing with me. But at the end of the day, what you can't do.
I'm demonstrating
is
that
you
are not giving me evidence of your
single,
claim.
You can't show me a single published paper that shows the origin of information and how information got about amino acids and the sequence of
neither
amino acids
can you
got in coke. You can't show me we know from the rules of grammar when to start reading a sentence and to stop reading the sentence with a capital letter and a period. Here we have start and stop sequences encoded on codons. How did they know how to stop when to stop get that word stop get encoded onto the sequence.
I don't know. Therefore, God did it. Argument from incredulity.
That comes from an intelligent mind because you first have a mind.
Argument from incredulity.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's a principle of sufficient reason. You need to go read about it. The principle of sufficient reason.
You literally said, how did it happen? Nobody can explain it. Therefore, God. Principle of sufficient reason just says that everything must have a reason or a cause. So again, I'll just agree with every argument you've made and say it was aliens. There. I can continue to reject the idea of the supernatural and still
as long as you say it's an intelligent mind and you agree with me, I can make the argument easily that it comes from
I
God from the Bible.
I don't agree with you because you are making the specific positive claim that God did it.
You can't provide a shred of evidence to support anything.
Neither can you.
I have.
The principle of sufficient reason just says it must have come from something.
I'm the only one that providing evidence
of a known
cause. You're saying that out of a magic mud. Everything we see in information systems when we build intelligent design information systems is in DNA with error correction, error detection, the whole gamut going through a communication channel, the whole gamut from information theory, yet you telling me that it came out of some magic vent or magic mud.
And you're telling me that it came from a magic cosmic being. Where did God come from, Angel?
I'm just telling you, it came from an intelligent God. God has always existed. He's eternal.
Okay, great. Life has always existed.
He exists outside of space and time. He exists outside. You do know you only exist in one dimension of time. You do know there's more time out there that you don't have access to. Or do you think your little limited mind? You think your little limited mind is more intelligent than God? You limited to three dimensions.
I have no reason to think God even exists, and you haven't given me one.
And you can't even, see time correctly. And somehow you know.
Neither can Mr. Miyagi, who you are using to support your claim.
You a limited being.
So is Mr. Miyagi.
You don't even see time.
So are you, so is Mr. Miyagi. So therefore, I reject all possible sources you have.
You're stuck in Plato's cave. Tell me this.
Angel, you're a one-dimensional being. You don't even understand what you're talking about.
Why? Hold up. If it's all about
biology. Hold up. You're a one-dimensional being.
If it's all about biology and what happened in this event.
Hold up. You are a one-dimensional being that can't even experience time to every dimension in which it existed. So you don't know what you're talking about.
As they say, let me cook. Let me ask
you. One-dimensional being, everybody. Dimension boy over here, the worst superhero of all time. Look, it's one-dimension boy. Ha ha. He only has one dimension.
Let me cook, Peterson.
No.
For instance, tell me this. If it
No.